This meeting is now being recorded.
So, hi everyone once again. Hope you are doing well and also enjoying this wonderful and sunny Monday evening. Well, it's for me evening. So, we have two prompts. And yeah, I would like to discuss to you how to follow up in this one. And yeah, as mentioned today, I sent an email earlier this day with some tags on how we can moving forward and creating a document with specific topics and questions, what we would like to cover in our face-to-face meeting with the ICANN staff. And James put his name forward in assisting in this, and thanks again, James. And we are looking also for another volunteer because two persons are better than one, and yeah, it's a fundamental document on what we need to move forward in organizing the workshop. So, first of all, my question to you, did you receive the email? Do you have time to take a look at it? And do you have a question on the proposal, how to move forward? Do you hear me, or?
Yep. Do you want me to go ahead?
Yes.
Hey, sorry, it's James, just for the record. So yeah, I read through it. I think it's a good place to start from. I think one of the challenges for staff will be basically this into a list of documentation. I think that's where we need to probably flesh that out into what we assume documentation-wise staff will have and be able to walk us through. You know, we're talking in pretty general language here, which I hope will help, but, you know, having been around the world of ICANN for a while, I can sometimes take a little bit of a different approach to things, to your standard, you know, 27,001 ISMS systems. So one of the things that I think might be useful is for some of these items that we have as, you know, a starting point here, we can then turn those into more specific asks once we have an idea that, yes, we're going to go ahead with this workshop, that, you know, we get approval from the plenary or whatever needs to be done there. And then, you know, we can turn this into, okay, we need to talk to X person and get Y document presented to us, because my only concern is that with the confidentiality that may be around some of these documents, we need to give staff as much time as possible to basically review these documents and classify them, whether they're public release, whether they're release under NDA, whether they're, you know, the classification of the various documents that we may need to look at. That's one of the things that I'd be concerned about.
So, Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay? So, you raised your hand up?
I joined just a little bit late. My apologies. Thanks for creating this document. I would suggest that on the risk management area, this might be applicable more broadly, but I think particularly in the risk management arena, it would be good to ask a few questions about staffing and process. I was struck by the number of years ICANN went without specific person responsible for risk management. For me, that raises the question of, so I think it would just be good to understand how they've staffed risk management, their follow-through on the processes, understanding what their sort of standard operating procedures are, get a clear sense of how assumptive and ingrained in the work processes, managing this. And then separate from that, and apologies if this has been discussed tonight, it was in addition to identifying for a meeting in LA with staff that handled in addition to identifying whether there's a critical mass on the review team side to meet on a particular date in LA, it would be equally important to identify the staff that's needed and their availability to maximize the actual work that can be done face to face.
Thank you, Denise. Jane.
Hi, Devin. Denise, has a quick follow-up. When you're talking about the staffing aspects, are you talking about the IT risk management piece or the enterprise risk management piece? Because I know they are split within ICANN. Because just for us to be able to identify, you know, to go to with that.
Yeah, so I think both. And so this subgroup was intended not only to look at our IT issues, but also to look at those issues within SSR remit for which ICANN has sole and driving ability, which is kind of a separate matter to discuss with this subgroup. But I think both need to be addressed. The enterprise risk management framework and plan is intended to incorporate the IT risk management elements as well.
Well, in addition to that, also Bernie, for you, for a better understanding, you have to take a look at both risk management approaches, and how they fit together, The question is, okay, how you provide the risk management in the IT department, and how you aggregate your risks, in the overall risk management process. That's the key question, So how looks the process overall? And so we have to take a look at both systems, On the one side, the IT risk management, and the other one, how to fit it in the overall risk management. So, one question, Bowman speaking. James mentioned it, the confidentiality of documents, and how to deal with it. And I think there is a task, or we are tracking something like this, so we have to agree on any document how to deal with confidential data. And my question is there any forth, or how, did we moving along in, to get a consensus with ICANN about this document, or because this would be a base for all over. How to exchange some documents and how to work with it. So my question is, I think Denise and James had a task from our side. Can you give us a short outreach? How it's what's at the moment with this task?
Yep, it's James again, just for the recording. Myself and Carrie-Anne are meeting with ICANN Legal this Friday, nighttime for us, which will hopefully be our last meeting on that topic, and we'll be able to bring something back to the review team for next week, I would hope. That will be the...
Oh, okay. Perfect. So... Well, I heard it's a it's a good approach, yeah, to moving along in it and with this one. And yeah, propose to James, as I mentioned in the email, it would be great if you could assist in developing a document, yeah, or something else, what we can use, yeah, to for planning purposes and to indicate the right person that I can, and to help us in the execution at the workshop. And at the end, we have to develop something like an audit plan or something else that contains the specific chapters, yeah, with maybe aggregate questions, date and time frames, and so on, and interview partners from ICANN, and also a responsible team member for each chapter who are providing the interviews and the workshop with the ICANN staff. I will send you a template, yeah, by the end of the week of what I'm using for audit planning, and I don't know if we need something more for an approval from the SSR2 radio team for make it possible to help to workshop, yeah, because there is a formal process, and maybe staff, you can give us an idea, yeah, what you need from us, yeah, so that we also develop it for you or assist you in that to get the approval for organizing the workshop in October.
Hey, this is Denise.
Hey, Denise.
So, this is the first request we've had from a subtopic group and meet individually. So we're a bit making this up as we go along. And really the gating factor here is overall the review team has a set budget, and it's our it's up to the team members largely. And some of it is already taken by ICANN staff and travel activities, but the portion that we do control is up to us in terms of how we spend it. So once it's clear that there's a critical mass on the team side for such a meeting, and we've identified the critical staff people who need to be there and confirm their availability, we would ask staff to, we'd also ask staff to cost out and give us an estimate of how much it would cost, and do this in concert with the whole team. Seems like a good use of the team's resources and a potentially a very productive meeting. So if we could set a time frame to identify the staff, the responsible staff that need to be there, and identify their availability, we should be able to move to close around this really quickly.
Okay, thank you, Denise. Just one question. You talked about the critical mass of persons from the radio team. Are 4 people enough? Yeah, when we get the commitment from the radio team, or do we need more than 4 people? Because the first indication on the Google poll, there participated, I think, all team members, yeah, and 4 committed, yeah, the time or the 3 proposals, yeah, to can attend to it. So are 4 enough? Or
yeah, and
or not?
So I would turn that question back.
That's the
I would turn that question back to you and the rest of the team. It strikes me that with the substantive knowledge of the 4 people who are available, it could be a very productive meeting, and yes, 4 is enough. But it's something that, you know, really everyone on the subgroup can weigh in on.
Okay, thank you. Karen and Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann, do you want to comment it or?
Yes, I guess I'm much like the exchange I had with you, Bob, Ann. When the group determines the list of topics, that it wants to discuss and any specific questions it might have around those topics, much like what you have displayed here for the CIO, then we can reach out to the appropriate departments and the people to line them up. Staff has changed an awful lot in the last year or so, so I can't really tell you specific names of people, but when you give me the topics and the specific questions you want addressed, we will make sure that the people who are experts in those areas are there to brief the review team and be prepared to address any further questions you might have on that topic or further questions on the questions you might have.
Oh, perfect. So we will work on it. Yeah, James will assist, and we will provide you, I think, by the end of the next week, a list of chapters and different questions, so you can go then inside to ICANN and look for the right persons, yeah, or departments, and yeah, I hope we will find them to get answers for our questions. But it sounds good, yeah, perfect, thank you. Karian, you raised your hand up. Do you have also a comment?
Things that you thought to ask in doing that list. The last meeting we had with legal, one of the things they had emphasized that I wanted to make sure that we considered was that there are certain documents they won't be labeled confidential until we've actually identified them, and then they will make a determination as to the nature of the document. Another thing they highlighted as a challenge was that they don't have specific access to all the sections of ICANN. So I think in making the list of persons that we would need to meet at the face-to-face whenever we have it done, we have to take into account that there may be questions that will not be able to be answered because we haven't finalized the confidentiality document. There may be some answers they may not be able to provide to us. So it's to ensure that we're able to effectively get some groundwork done and go, while at the same time recognizing that there's some things that may be more sensitive than others. So we have to kind of take into account how we can get all the information we need within the restraints that they will have.
Open, you might be on mute.
Thank you, Owen speaking. Yeah. Karian, it was really, really hard to hear. So, yes, James also wrote it in the chat. I don't understand it. So, can anyone recap it, yeah, or try to give it back to the team? Oh, Karian is typing, okay. So we will wait and take a look at the chat. So Denise, yeah, also wrote a message. Just to reiterate, we need a confirmation by responsible staff and staff leaders that they're available to meet in the group in LA. Yeah, sure. That wasn't a question for me. So if the staff had no time, we don't really go there. Yeah. So it's only, we have to try it. Yeah. And we will deliver the list of questions and topics. And then we'll have two or three weeks. Yeah. To go inside to ICANN and to look for the availability of the persons. And then we will decide it to go there or not to go there. It's only for the effort, yeah, of the work there in the group, and yeah, it would be a good approach, yeah, and it would be good if we could go there, but if we couldn't, without the availability of the staff, we don't want to go there. So, yeah, Karian, Okay, Carrie Ann will roll in the chat. So do anybody have another questions on the list of questions, what we need to moving forward, or is this clear? And if it is, do we have another volunteer who can assist James in creating the list of questions? Ah, James, you have a question, so go ahead.
So actually, now that, sorry, it's James again, just for the record. So now that I've read Carrie-Anne's note in the chat, I think that's a very good point. And I think, Karen, if you, when you're putting in those requests to the leadership teams, could also request somebody from legal to be able to be involved, because we may want, you know, during those 2 days, input from ICANN legal as we're going through documents. You know, if we ask for, oh, there is a reference in document 1 to document 2, and we want to have a look at document 2 on the day, there may need to be basically real-time assessments while we're there of the confidentiality of certain documentation. So if we could have a resource from ICANN legal present as well, that would be very useful.
James, this is Karen and Bovan. Indeed, we will make arrangements to have ICANN legal present to be part of the discussion, if that would make it more productive, as well as when we get the list of questions and the topics that you're looking at, they can also start a collective looking at the documentation they have to make sure that there are things that they can share with the review team. I know the objective is to ensure that as much as possible is available publicly, without having an NDA in place. So we will try and make sure that they can move that forward in that matter.
Okay, perfect. So we'll provide it to you. And the other question, does anybody have do we finish that? Or do we need something to discuss on this point? Well, for me, it's clear, yeah, what we have to deliver and how we can move forward. Is it for you? If so, I would like to go to the point number 2 that I have for today, and that's the final decision for a potential face-to-face workshop in October. MSSI circulated a doodle poll. And yeah, we have 3 options, and all 3 options are, well, for those 4 people who are responded positive to them, they are fine with them. And my question is, okay, what's, or can we fix one date? Yeah, and my proposal was the second one. How do you think about it? Yeah, can we mark it as a save at the date and work for it, or does anybody want from you another date to choose it? So James, yeah, feel free to speak.
Thanks, it's James again. So I can live with the 6th and the 7th. I would probably personally prefer the 9th and the 10th. But I can probably make the 6 and 7 work if I need to. I, for the record, I probably, at this stage, cannot do the 2nd, which I believe was the 3rd option, the very first one.
Yeah, thanks, James. So, Denise is fine with the date, and Carrie Ann only available on October 9th. Yeah, okay. Then, it's decided here. So we can switch to October 9th, 10th, and we can, 6 and 7 are final. No, I think we should use 9% because James' availability is better, and we have the option that Carrie Ann can participate in it. So I would say let's focus on the third proposal with 9th and 10th October, and we choose that one and propose that one be as our review team for our face-to-face workshop. So I'm looking at the chat. Yeah, 9th and 10th. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot. Any other questions from you? Do you are fine with this one? Or, yeah, as mentioned, Darko and I will have by the end of the week a face-to-face workshop in Belgrade, and as discussed, we will circulate an outline of detailed work items and propose also the next steps after the face-to-face meeting and circulate it in our subgroup, yeah, and James. Yeah, James will work on the document, and if one, maybe you, Nurul, or Carrie Ann, I don't know, then you're also there if you can assist within, it would be great, yeah. Maybe you, Nurul, there's also security incident management part, yeah, maybe you will be the right person for that job, so, yeah, I think there are 20-25% of questions that are related to security incident management, and yeah, it fits your expertise in this one. And thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot, Carrie-Anne, also. We will send it to you for review, and if you could add something, it would be great. Perfect. So I'm fine with my list of to-dos for today, and if you don't have any questions, I wish you a happy, nice day. Yeah, I will go and drink a lot of beer for today and to joining in the evening. So, thanks a lot. And, yeah, James. And, yeah, wishing you all the best and see you tomorrow in our general call. Thanks, you. Talk to you. Bye.